My name is Chaya Rapp, and this is Divrei HaYom in Perek Tazayin. Perek Tazayin is a special one because it includes content from our davening, from Pesukei DeZimra, which is the praise part of our morning Shacharis prayer. Both Prakim Tezvav and Tezayin include descriptions related to the Aron, the Ark, and the service surrounding it that are not written in the parallel accounts in Sefer Shmuel. The reason might be as follows. When Sefer Shmuel was written, the Aron was a tangible presence among the people. They didn't need to be told about its awesomeness and the reverence associated with it because it was their reality. In contrast, the Divrei HaYomim audience had no experience with the Aron. There was no Aron in the Second Temple. So the greater description and detail was called for it to bring it to life. You might wonder, I was, why was there no Aron in the Second Temple? Where did it go? There are two opinions in the Gemara and Yuma regarding the fate of the Aron. Either the Aron was taken to Babylonia with the people, or it was hidden. Radak, based on the Gemara and Yuma, goes with the second opinion. He says, "Ube'esh shabana Shlomo es habayis, v'yadaser shesofo licharev." When Shlomo built the temple, knowing that it would one day be destroyed. Bana makom lignos bo ha'aron lemata, b'matmonios amukos v'alka kalos. He built an area underneath in which to hide away the Aron, in deep and windy hidden tunnels. V'yoshiyahu ha'melech tziva v'ganzu ha'aron bo'so makom shebana Shlomo. Yoshiyahu, one of the last kings of Yehuda before the exile, ordered that the Aron be put away in this hidden area that Shlomo had built for it. So it would seem from Radak, based on Yuma, that the Aron is still today deep within the ground in Yerushalayim where it was left by Yoshiyahu. Now back to our parak. The parak continues with the story of the transfer of the Aron to Yerushalayim. The first three psukim of our parak parallel Shmuel Beis Parak Vav. David sets up the Aron in its tent. He brings karbanos, sacrifices, and then blesses the people and distributes food. He then sets up singers at the tent of the Aron and at Givon, where the Mishkan was. Interestingly, in referring to the service in Givon, Pasuk Lamed Tes refers to the Bama Asher B'Givon, the Bama in Givon. A Bama is an altar and is used in Tanakh to refer to a place that sacrifices are brought in a place that is other than the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan. In other words, inside the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, the altar is called a Mizbeach, not a Bama. So why here, if the Mishkan was in Givon, why are we referring to the Bama that was in Givon? The commentaries explain that without the Aron housed within it, the Mishkan at Givon and at Nov fell short of having the status of a true Mishkan, and therefore the altar had the status of a Bama instead of a Mizbeach. Because of this reduced status, during the time that the Mishkan stood in Givon and Nov, sacrifices on private altars called Bamos, in other words, in other places entirely, which were forbidden while the Mishkan was at Shiloh, were permitted, and only became forbidden once the temple was again built. The bulk of our parak is a song that David HaMelech established to be sung daily at the tent of the Aron in Yerushalayim. The song begins in Pasuk Zion as follows, Hodu LaHashem Kiru B'Shmo, Hodu V'Amim Alilosav. Give thanks to Hashem, call out in His name, let His deeds be known among the peoples. It sounds familiar because we say it every day as part of Shacharis, the morning prayers. If you daven from an Ashkenaz sitter, you say it directly after Baruch Shamar, the blessing that opens Pesukei DeZimra. If you daven from a Sfarad sitter, you say it directly before the opening blessing of Baruch Shamar. Most of the songs of Pesukei DeZimra were written by David HaMelech, either in Tehillim or Divrei HaYomim. We mentioned that the first song comes from our Perek in Divrei HaYomim, the last song as well before the closing bracha of Yishtabach, which starts with the words Vayivarech David and David praised, also comes from Divrei HaYomim. According to Seder Olam, the song in our Perek, Perek Tazayin, was divided into two sections. The first section, Psukim Ches through Chaf Beis, which overlaps with Tehillim, Kuf Hei, Psukim Aleph through Tezvav, was sung in the morning. The second section, Psukim Chaf Gimel through Lamed Vav was sung in the afternoon. This part of the song, the second part, overlaps mostly with Tehillim Tzadi Vav, except for the last three psukim, which are from Tehillim Kuv Vav. What is the song about, and how is it related to the similar prakim in Tehillim? The song in our perek and in Tehillim Kuf Hei both begin in the same way, with a call to praise Hashem. The song begins, Hodu la Hashem kiru v'shmo, hodiyu v'amim aliyasav. Give thanks to Hashem, call out in His name, let His deeds be known among the peoples. Shiru lo, zamru lo, sichu b'chon niflo sav. Sing to Him, make music to Him, talk of all His wonders. Hishalelu b'shem kacho, yismach le mevakshe Hashem. Glory in His holy name, let the hearts of those who search out Hashem rejoice. Dirshu Hashem v'uzo, bakshu fanav tamid. Seek Hashem and His might, search out His face always. In this parak, Hodu Hashem kiru b'shmo, who is being called upon to praise Hashem and why? In Tehillim Kuf Hei, the pasuk continues, who is being called to praise Hashem? Zera Avram Avdo, Bnei Yaakov Bechirav, the seed of Avraham, his servant, children of Yaakov, his chosen ones. The children of Avraham are called upon to praise Hashem. Why? Pasuk Ches tells us, Zachar le'olam briso, davar tziva le'alef dar. He has remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations. We are called upon to praise Hashem because Hashem remembered his bris, his covenant, Asher karas es Avraham ushvosol Yitzchak, the covenant which we made to Avraham and his oath to Yitzchak. The bris that Hashem made with Avraham, the covenant with Avraham, was the bris ben absarim, the covenant of the parts. Hashem told Avraham, your children will be foreigners and will be enslaved, but ultimately they will be redeemed and inherit this land. Essentially, Avraham was told that his descendants will have a unique history ahead of them, and that as Hashem's chosen nation, he will protect them throughout. The remainder of Perek Kuf Hei and Tehillim goes through highlights of Jewish history. Our forefathers were protected from foreign kings they ran into troubles with. Yosef became a ruler in Egypt. Hashem brought plagues on the Egyptians, and we were redeemed. He provided us with man and water in the wilderness, and a pillar of fire and a cloud of glory as guides. And finally, we received the Torah and entered Israel. The main point of Tehillim Kuf Hei is that we are praising Hashem for having fulfilled His promise to Avraham. Our Perek in Divrei HaYamim lifts the first 15 psukim, praise Hashem because He made bris with Avraham and formed us into His chosen nation. But the rest of the history recap that is included in Tehillim Kuf Hei is skipped here. Instead, our Perek goes to Tehillim Perek Tzadi Vav, which we say is part of Kabbalah Shabbos, the special prayers we say on Friday evening to welcome Shabbos. This part of our parak begins as follows. Shiru la Hashem kol ha'aretz basru milyom el yom Yeshua so. Sing to Hashem all the earth, bear tidings of His salvation from day to day. Sapru v'agayim es kevodo b'chol ha'amim niflo sav. Recount among the nations His glory, among all peoples His wonders. Ki gadol Hashem u'mulo ma'od v'no rahu akol Elohim. For Hashem is great and highly praised, and He is more awesome than all gods. What is the main point of our parak? We recall that Hashem made a covenant with Avraham, that we will be His chosen nation and He will protect us. What is our side of this covenant? Our side of the covenant is that we recognize Hashem and make a name for Hashem in this world by praising Him, which if you read Sefer Bereishis, is exactly what Avraham did. Avram set up altars, and at these altars, the psukim tell us, Vayikra b'shem Hashem, Avram called out in the name of Hashem. Avram's ancestor, Shem, the son of Noach, was the first to do this. Hence, he was called Shem, which means name. He set up a yeshiva with his grandson, Aver, for the purpose of publicizing Hashem's name in the world. What is the main point of our perek? Our perek begins by highlighting our ends of the covenant. Hodu l'Hashem kiru v'shmo hodiyu v'amim aliyasav. Give thanks to Hashem, call out in His name, let His deeds be known among the peoples. Then our Perek diverges from Tehillim. So remember, Tehillim then goes on to do a recap of Jewish history. Taking a closer look, there are two subtle differences, not only in how the Prakim continue, but in the first 15 Psukim in our Perek and Perek Kuf Hei of Tehillim, the Psukim that are essentially identical. There are two subtle differences that show a difference in emphasis. In describing the chosen nation in the Perek and Tehillim, the Pasuk says, Zera Avram Avdo b'nei Yaakov b'chirav. We are described as the sons of Avraham, Hashem's servant. Since the bris of Avraham and how Hashem kept that bris throughout Jewish history is being highlighted. In our parak, we are described as Zera Yisrael Avdo b'nei Yaakov b'chirav. We are described as the sons of Israel instead of the sons of Avraham. Because the focus in our parak is our part of the covenant, the nation's responsibility to praise Hashem. So we are described as sons of Yisrael because our nationhood begins with the children of Yaakov. Another subtle difference in the opening Pesukim is as follows. In Tehillim, the Pasuk says, Zachar la'olam briso davar tzival afdar. He has remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. Hashem has remembered, he has kept his end of the covenant throughout history. That was the focus of the Perek in Tehillim. In our Perek, the corresponding Pasuk says, Zachru la'olam briso davar tzival afdar. Remember his covenant forever, the word that he commanded for 1,000 generations. Zichru is a command, not Zachar that Hashem remembered, but Zichru, you should remember his covenant forever. In contrast to Hashem remembering, in our parak the focus is that we need to remember what Hashem has done for us and to praise him and call out in his name. Rabbi Menachem Liebtag, a well-known Tanakh scholar, points out that you can't call out in the name of Hashem when no one will listen to you. You have to have some sort of status. Avram was famous and successful, and he repeatedly called out in Hashem's name. Yitzchak does so once in Bereishis. But we don't see Yaakov calling out in the name of Hashem, because Yaakov is on the run from Esav, then from Lavan, and dealing with the challenges of the story of Shechem and his daughter Dinah, and then Yosef's disappearance and the famine. Where are we now? As in, what is the status of the Jewish people here in our parak in Divrei Hayamim? The Jewish people have entered Israel. Jerusalem has been captured by David, and foreign nations recognize the kingdom of David HaMelech, which grows more powerful every day. Now, the Aron, the symbol of Hashem's presence among his chosen people, has been restored to its central location among the people. So it's most appropriate that David turns to the people and says, now is the time for us to keep our half of the covenant of Avraham and to praise Hashem and proclaim his name to the world. The second half of our parak is drawn from Tehillim Kuvvav and has a universalistic emphasis. Shiru LaHashem kol ha'aretz, basru miyom el yom Yeshua so. Sing to Hashem all the earth, bear tidings of his salvation from day to day. Sapru v'gayim es kvodo b'chol ha'amim niflo sav. Recount among the nations his glory, among all peoples his wonders. Havu l'Hashem mishpachos amim, havu l'Hashem kavod v'oz. Ascribe to Hashem the families of peoples, ascribe to Hashem glory and might. When we say this parak as part of our tefillah, we should recognize our status as Hashem's protected nation and the good he has done for us then and now, and be reminded of our mission as his ambassadors in publicizing his name in this world. This shiur is dedicated L'Zecher Nishmas Marcy Stern, Mincha Yehudis Bas Gedaliahu. She was a dedicated teacher whose deep love of the Sifrei Nevi'im and Shivas Tzion left an indelible mark on her many students.